How do you feel about taking small children on a long-haul flight? It's enough to fill even the most relaxed parent with dread. Will they cry for hours non-stop? Will they run up and down the aisles, annoying other passengers, who then shoot you dirty looks like you're the world's worst parent? So, is it okay to drug your child on a plane trip? Now, this week's burning question comes from Narelle. She wants to know if it's okay to use sedatives on kids to help cope with them on long-haul flights. Katie Franklin is a digital journalist with ABC News, and she's looked into this for us. Katie, is it okay to give children a little something to help calm them down on a plane trip?
Well, it is a polarising topic for both parents and medical professionals alike, that's for sure. As a parent myself who recently travelled with a small child, the question of would I give my child Phenergan was raised.
So Phenergan is an antihistamine.
It's really, an antihistamine, that's right, yeah, but it has sedative effects. And that question was asked of me both jokingly and seriously by friends and acquaintances.
Oh, okay.
So some parents swear by antihistamines for inducing children to sleep, but the experts I spoke to said they should not be used in children under two and are not recommended for sedation in older children. And that's because antihistamines are used to treat a number of conditions, including allergies. But while they have the side effects of sedation, it's not something that you should be really giving it to children, even though you might want to get that effect, because the risk of complications are just too high. And in fact, one expert I spoke to said that research in the past 5 years shows giving antihistamines to children under five or six without a good reason or a medical assessment is probably not wise. So definitely not for children under two. And unfortunately for parents, they're the ones you probably most likely want to give it to because they're the ones you can't reason with.
Okay, so what are the risks, the side effects?
Okay, so there are lots of side effects, and these include things like dizziness, slurred speech, dry mouth, blurred vision, and the one that came up quite often was paradoxical stimulation. So in other words, you're going to have a hyped up, hyperactive, jumping around child on a flight.
That's interesting because I actually know someone who this happened to on a long flight. The antihistamine didn't calm her child down. It actually made him hyperactive. So it was a complete nightmare. You know, imagine how seriously that kid kicked the seat in front of him.
Exactly. And it's the complete opposite effect of what you're trying to achieve. And some of the experts I spoke to said that, you know, this can even cause tremors and hallucinations. And I imagine that would be frightening for parents in normal circumstances, let alone, you know, thousands of feet up in the air. So I guess the other problem with being on a plane is that if you administer this medication and something serious like an overdose occurs, there's no way you can get assistance to the child. There's nothing you can do. One of the parents I spoke to spoke about giving their child an antihistamine mid-flight, but forgot about one of the other side effects, which was a laxative effect.
Uh-oh. So,
exactly. So halfway through their flight from LA to Minnesota, they're dealing with what they called a poo explosion.
Nice.
So they've got poo on their arm, the flight attendants are trying, they're trying to serve dinner, they have a situation happening, and needless to say, they had to throw that baby's onesie away.
Yeah, well, are there though then, Katie, any sedatives, any drugs safe for parents to use in this way for kids, to keep kids calm on long flights?
Sure. So everyone I spoke to said it was always better to use non-medical things to keep a child happy during long flights. But one of the experts I spoke to said in some cases they would prescribe a sedative. So not an antihistamine, but a sedative. And they were very clear, though, about this being an option only when there were no health concerns and when the child was of an appropriate age. So, but then other experts I spoke to said little people have very strong responses to things like sedatives. So it was very rare to use them except in medical circumstances. So it remains obviously a controversial topic for health professionals.
And I'd say if you're going to do it, try before you fly.
Exactly. So it's very important that parents seek professional advice before they give their children any kind of medication. But if you are going down that path, you should test the medication using the prescribed dosage at home before you travel, and probably well before you travel. And this isn't to see whether it works, whether it actually does help your children sleep, but it's to see whether your child has adverse effects. So, you know, this is the last thing, as we've mentioned, you want to find out on a plane.
Definitely. Look, I have to say that, you know, I've sometimes taken a sleeping tablet on a long flight just to sort of take the edge off and dull the discomfort. And I may add that I don't otherwise normally take sleeping pills. But, you know, I mean, I understand what motivates parents to think about using some kind of sedative on their kids when flying, because flying is, you know, in economy on a long flight, it's boring and it's seriously uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's right. And it can be very stressful, I think, too, for the parents, because, you know, they're worried about before they even get on the plane, how their child's going to react. And then when they're on the plane, you know, are they going to be judged by the other passengers? If their kid runs down the aisle, are the other passengers going to be thinking, oh, that parent can't keep their child under control? So I think that kind of parental judgment is a trigger for anxiety in a lot of parents. And then that leads them to consider, you know, medication as a course of action. But one of the child psychologists I spoke to said, you know, they could understand that anxiety, but that was one of the challenges of parenting, I guess, is navigating your way through things like judgment to do what is ultimately best for your child. And I think the other thing that happens with parents is that they're often influenced by the experiences of family and friends. So they speak to a friend who gave their child X drug and they think, okay, well, it worked for them, it will potentially work for me. But all the advice from the experts is, you know, warning against, I suppose, normalising that approach and making sure you do your own research before you give your children medication.
So look, if medication isn't really an option, what can parents do to calm their kids down on a flight?
Well, I think this is where we're very lucky that any parent is raising their child in the technology age.
Right, because so stick them in front of a screen.
Essentially, I mean, most airlines now will provide entertainment on demand, but it's probably always wise for parents to take their own mobile devices and tablets. So preload those with your child's favourite movies, games, music and books. So don't leave home without those mobile devices and tablets. But there are other things you can do as well. So pack their special toys or the comfort blankets, so things that they're familiar with from home. Arm yourself with snacks. I'm always open to bribes, but obviously you might want to think about what those snacks are, because sugar could have similar hyperactive effects, I guess. Also things like books, pencils, puzzles. One nice tip that someone gave me before I flew recently was to wrap up small toys and hand them out throughout the flight, so almost as an incentive.
Oh, so like a little present and keep them coming in spaced intervals, so there's a new little toy to unwrap.
Exactly. So kind of like, oh, well, if we sit here for this much longer and we watch this movie, maybe we can unwrap this present further down the track. And so I guess to keep them sort of in their chair, but I suppose still interested and not bored. And I guess if kids are old enough, another thing you can get them to do is pack their own bags. So it gets them excited about the travel, but they also make sure they're taking their favourite things. And for smaller kids, so babies, breastfeeding and bottle feeding at takeoff and landing to alleviate ear pressure. And another tip that a parent gave me, which I thought was quite a good idea, was tying toys to ribbons and then attaching those ribbons to your seat or, I guess, the cots provided by the airlines, so you don't lose those toys by them rolling off under the seat or down the aisle.
Right. There's some good tips, Katie. Thank you for that. And the general rule of thumb then is don't drug your kids on long flights.
Basically, yes.
Katie Franklin is a digital journalist with ABC News. And Katie, you're also writing an article about this that we'll be able to read?
Yes. That will be online very soon.
Great. All right. Now, if you have a burning question that you'd like to propose for discussion here in Life Matters, let me know. It needs to be a general inquiry about health, not something you should be going to the doctor about. But if you do have a general kind of health question, why don't you email it to lifematters@abc.net.au. Write the email or record a voice memo on your smartphone. There's an app for that. And email that little audio file to lifematters@abc.net.au. It's Amanda Smith with you here in Life Matters.